base, the dollars involved, second base, the effect on the taxpayer. Let me say a word about the taxpayer. I do not believe that an increase in social security taxes, so-called, or whatever it is a tax increase. And the light of, I don't know enough, if we said anything to that effect, maybe we pulled that rug out from under ourselves. We criticize, I forget, but have we said our own tax? Does that violate my prerogative?
Well, that's my concern. That's one of the two sticking points I have with this, that one. And the fact that we are adding to the outlays, even though we've got revenues coming in, we're adding to the outlays, and what is going to make receipts 250?
Right. 250 is possible.
Those are the only two.
The 250 I'm looking for in terms of the...
And I've been trying to think my way around this
overall
tax increase thing.
Because you see, the two, look at this one. Weinberger and Schultz would understand, Schultz would Weinberger. If you have the taxes increase, the full employment balance problem, then is out there.
That's correct.
That's all we're here. I don't care about that. It can be 300 billion. Why do we put 250? Because 250 is within the full employment balance.
Correct.
Right. So that's the problem. The other one. On the tax increase, I can say, well, the Congress
the issue finds this paper for cents, or replaces this bucket part of the program.
this was our program. We proposed it. I've got to sign. John, I'm sorry about it. And the guy you got us on, Schultz.
All right.
Just George has got to take the line, but you got to say it. You're just basically in the race. Evan, you know, the dam. You look back to Barton, that's 250. That's not bad. Addresses itself to a vote by the balance. All right, the vote by the balance now because of the increased tax. That is the tax increase. That is the hardest problem. How would you feel about it, Brad?
I think
the way I feel with this point is an aggression question.
That,
oh yeah, but I agree with you. That we advocated a number of important reforms that are followed in this legislation. And that did involve additional federal taxes. But they were relatively minor. The Congress, in the meantime, passed a 20% Social Security increase that was extremely expensive. And there is where the federal taxes have gone up dramatically. When we compare the increase in federal taxes, this is a drop in the bucket for the $10,000 wage earner. This is $35 a year. On the other hand, the 20% Social Security increase is $100 a year, or three times as much as Congress has imposed on this fellow. Now, to deny the agent, to deny the person afflicted with kidney disease, to deny the Social Security recipient these benefits because the Congress carelessly increased payroll taxes in the 20% increase would indeed be cruel revenge. If you throw the baby out of the bathwater, and the president just...
Are we going to say we're going to try to eat this?
I think we're going to say this, that, and I can lead into it this way, that there's a very interesting letter together in the Washington Post this morning raising the whole subject of the fairness of payroll taxes as a way of supporting some of these expenses. The
president has uttered a total...
The president's very concerned about it, right?
We feel that we should have a new approach to this. Secretary of Treasury group when they be borrowing study of whether or not we can substitute. I don't get into that, but whether or not we can find a more fair way to handle the problem of payroll taxes.
I'll talk to George about that before I say anything.
But John, I can see why the lawyers report that to the reading and the cases are still in the judges. But it's an ultimate set of money standpoint. It is not going to affect the budget.
Now, the budget boys argue to you that you can only look at the outlays, and you've got to see
whether the $4.5 billion
was on the outlay end in fiscal year 74.
Correct.
So you've got to break down.
Right, I understand that, but fine, about the 250. You could have said it at 150. The whole point of the 250 was why did we select 250? Because that was the number that we said keeps the whole point.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes.
Or was there some other reason that I didn't get out?
That's correct. Now the question I'll get from the president, well then are you saying from now on the ceiling is going to be 254.5?
No, we're still going to try.
Here's the answer, as I see. The 250 is a fiscal year 73 number.
Wow.
It's not a 74 number.
Yeah.
And this does not affect that. Matter of fact, it helps it. Because while we add 797 on the outlay end, we get $1.7 billion back in additional revenue.
Right.
Now, it does create problems for us in fiscal year 74, but we're confident that we can keep the fiscal year 74 budget within full employment range.
Yeah.
But our
way is that the 250 is still our target for this year, for the 73.
Right.
74, we have full employment, and of course cannot be 250, there has to be more than that.
Right.
But right. Go ahead and have a great point where it's hard, but just can't turn that down.
Okay.
Fire on it. You got your message.
Yes, sir. We're all set. I'm going to go with all the vetoes and all the signings today.
This one.
This is the whole smear. we've got a lot of deposits, and that's good stuff, pollution dumping, and a lot of environmental stuff, and that kind of thing. But it will have the impact of here at the time that you're in the middle of peace negotiations, you're leading the free world out of darkness. You had to spend your time on 110 pieces of legislation.
I think you should say, use this term, you would say in terms of the president's schedule, which is probably within, something like that. Here's an adjustment result, but it might have always been a magnet. You might say, you don't really know. You would say probably this past week. Say, you say, no, I did not.